From Spark and Anvil and Civic Forge, this is Virtus, Cordis, and Span in Chapter 1 of the Civic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The meeting hall had two long tables, and tonight the two tables did not agree. On one side sat the people who wanted the old playground kept exactly as it was. On the other sat the people who wanted it torn out and rebuilt new. Both sides cared. Both sides were sure. And the air between the tables had gone tight and prickly, the way air does when everyone has already decided and nobody has really listened. Three came forward to help, as they always did on the hard nights. Virtus came, calm and unhurried, and took a seat exactly in the middle. Cordis came, warm and steady, and stood where everyone could see, ready to host. And Span came last, with a satchel of odd mismatched planks, already eyeing the gap between the tables, like it was a river to be crossed. "All right," said Cordis, gently. "One side, then the other. We'll get through this."
Virtus went first, because before anything could be built, someone had to truly listen. And Virtus's whole nature was to weigh the sides without pre-deciding. Virtus turned to the keep it side and heard them out, all the way to the end, past the loud beginning to the quiet real reason underneath. "This playground is where our little ones learn to be brave." Virtus nodded and did not answer yet. Then Virtus turned to the rebuilt side and heard them out, all the way down. "The old bars aren't safe anymore, and we're scared someone will get hurt." "There," Virtus said softly, when both sides had emptied out their hearts. "I'm not going to tell you yet who's right. I'm going to tell you what I heard. One side is holding on to bravery. The other side is holding on to safety. Neither of those is a bad thing to hold." The prickle in the air loosened, just a little. "Being heard all the way to the end does that." "You're not enemies," said Virtus. "You want two good things at once."
But hearing the truth out loud made it sharper before it made it softer, and the room began to heat. And this was where Cordis stepped in. Cordis was the host, and Cordis's whole nature was disagreement without disrespect. When a voice rose too high, Cordis didn't shush the anger. The anger was allowed. Cordis just kept the respect in the room. "You can say you disagree," Cordis reminded a red-faced speaker, kindly. "You can say it as strongly as you feel it, but say it to the idea, not at the person." When someone rolled their eyes, Cordis caught it gently. "They're not foolish for wanting what they want. Neither are you. Tell them why you see it different. Don't tell them they're less." And slowly, the room learned the thing Cordis was really teaching, that two people can push hard against each other's ideas while still holding each other's worth. The voices stayed strong, but the meanness strained out of them. That was Cordis's quiet victory. Not a quiet room, a kind one.
And now, only now, once both sides had been heard and the room stayed respectful, could Span do the thing Span was born for. Span opened the satchel of mismatched planks and looked at the two banks of the argument. Bravery on one side, safety on the other, and a real river of disagreement between. "Two different banks," Span murmured, laying a plank. "So, a bridge with two different ends." And Span began to build. Not a bridge where one side won and one side lost, a bridge that carried both. Keep the old climbing wall the little ones love, the brave part, and rebuild only the rusted bars that scare everyone, the safe part. A plank from each bank, meeting in the middle, mismatched and holding. "Nobody gets the whole thing they marched in wanting," Span said, testing the bridge with a foot. "That's not what a bridge is for. A bridge is for both sides getting across, together, to somewhere they can both stand."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Virtus, Cordis, and Span. Release under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.